And we are live. Janita,
Okay, good.
no, I'm good. I'm just going to say something. Ladies, please be gentle to my colleague here. Yesterday evening, I decided to count how many messages Janita and I sent each other. In the
Oh,
space, of about 8 hours. Clea, I told you this earlier. Do you remember the number?
85, you
That was
said.
it was something like 80 messages.
Did you count the pictures as well?
I counted everything.
Because I wouldn't count the pictures because there's about 30 pictures I shared.
Yes.
So
Anyway,
if we take away the pictures, it's let's say 50, what, 53, 58?
well, it's well, the drama is there, and then it was very quiet because Janita had stuff to do, I had stuff to do, and then this morning I had a meeting with Claire, I had a meeting with Sina Alexandra, and it was still very quiet. And then Janita and I, we have this little timetable to post our things on LinkedIn. And I had a look, Wyatt. I thought, oh, Frank, maybe you've overdone it. Maybe you have overstepped the mark. I always feel guilty.
No.
So at 11 o'clock, I sort of quietly type in a message, good morning, are you okay? And then she says, yes, hi, I'm fine, bright and breezy. I worked all night. It's not my fault. It was another
No,
contract.
it's not your fault.
Bruce's iPhone. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is an honor. Oh, this is something I did not expect. Okay, I'll have to introduce him to you. Anyway, so Janita has been working all night. She went to bed at 7 o'clock, I think, this morning.
Yes.
Yes, and she looks bright and breezy. The gentleman I am seeing here, good morning, Bruce.
Hi there, friend.
This is not only a surprise, but this is a huge honor. I'm not going to do anything. I think, Bruce, can you please introduce yourself to Janita, my associate, Claire, Natalie in South Korea, and Monica in Australia? Can you just sort of, and don't hold back because you have a lot to give us. Yeah. Who are you? Where do you live? What
I
did
live
you
in
do?
London.
You live in London, yes.
I'm a retired professor of strategic management, and I enjoy having conversations with people like Frank on Lunch Club and various other people. And I try to play around with some of these new AI developments to see what is likely to happen in the future, because one of my areas has always been future studies.
Yes.
Enough for now.
Thank you. Yes. So Bruce and I, we met on another platform called Lunch Club, which I've actually left for a while, Bruce, because it was getting a little too much. A very interesting conversation. And Bruce and I, we then spent a lot of time looking at various AI models. And Bruce is on LinkedIn. And what you spend your time doing now is comparing different answers to the same question from different AI models. Yeah. That's
That's
what you
one of the things, yes.
is one of the things. Okay.
But another one is trying to persuade some people to use the AI models in policy formation, because they can be very useful,
Ah, okay. Well,
as well as trying to get it to write poetry, which is fun.
writing poetry, which is fun. Yes. I have to say, I've sort of left that a little bit because the young lady here with painting in the background, she's keeping me very busy. Yeah. Okay. So, Janita, would you like to take over the reins, please? Because this is technically your show, but you will have to explain to Bruce what this is all about, because I don't actually think he knows what he is walking into.
Okay. That's no problem. Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome, and welcome to Bruce. So we decided that today we are going to discuss any random object. So any object that you chose, you had to bring with you to class. So anything around you, it doesn't matter what it is. Maybe something you thought about very deeply, or maybe just something that you have on hand. And then I am going to ask you some fun questions that we are going to talk about.
Okay. So can I just interrupt you? Can you quickly introduce everybody else to Bruce? Also the geographical location of everybody, Janita.
Okay. So we have Frank. Everyone knows Frank.
Move on.
So Frank from France. Then we have Clea. Clea is in Sahul at the moment. Then we have Natalie also in Sahul, and there's Monica, she's from Australia, and I live in South Africa.
And Rosie is just joining us, she is in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. So Bruce, you are speaking with a truly international group of people here, worldwide, all at the same time, covering the Northern Hemisphere, the Southern Hemisphere, the Americas, Europe, Asia, and even that funny little island somewhere at the end of the planet called Australia, where we used to send convicts to many, many decades ago. Yeah?
Not to South Australia, you didn't.
I was surprised when I read about that. I had no idea, but yeah. I do know that part of history.
Right. Okay. Good morning, Rosie.
They call them entrepreneurs now.
I'm sorry, Bruce?
They call them entrepreneurs now.
Yes. So, Bruce, you're going to have to improvise. If you find an object that is close to your heart, then feel free. I have seen the questions. I'm not looking forward to this in the least. Janita, off we go.
Okay. So let's start with Monica. What is the object that you chose today?
Okay. Like following on Janita's Fruit Loop theme of colour, I've been doing a bit of decorating at my John's house and he needed colour. So I went to, these are both IKEA vases. So you can see that they're bright. And it's a room that doesn't get used, but they're bright, Frank. Okay?
I'm just saying that IKEA's gone downhill, that's all.
I know he came to Australia 20 years ago from the UK with one backpack and IKEA furniture when I met him 17 years ago. I just wanted something with colour. This is actually in the spare room, but it goes with the theme. But I also bought a random blue one, but you can see the common theme is they don't have sharp edges. They sort of look like the Michelin man used to do in the advertisements for car tyres. So I liked the bright colours, and in this particular room, which is a spare room, it worked, okay, before Frank's a bit shocked. I liked orange, and orange is my favourite colour, orange and yellow, okay. Frank's more – I've got more tasteful things, Frank, but the colour, I wanted something bright. And there was lots of blank space at John's house. He doesn't – he's an engineer. He doesn't do decorating, okay. Frank knows him, so – and to go with that theme, when I was away a few months ago interstate, I bought some cards. And these cards, because, you know, the bright to do it, and because there's a thing, like if you look in flower decorating and things, see the colours match the vases, but I've got them in cheap, I put them in cheap frames, but odd numbers. If you look at florists and things, they often do things with odd numbers, right? To give it more effect. So I've got my, I'm not sure about the blue one, if that will go in there, but that's a bit more subtle. But I liked it because they were inexpensive for this room. Inexpensive is good. Cheap implies inferior quality. So they were inexpensive, and they were bright, and I liked them because of the shape. Stop laughing,
Okay.
Kate. No,
Okay, very nice.
the bright, it's just, it's in this room, you know, it's just happy.
Yes. That will definitely be happy.
It's bright, I know, but look, it matches your background. Look at Frank's background. It would match
Yes.
perfectly with that.
Yes,
Yes.
of course. The blue, the orange, the yellow, everything.
Not my doing. I'm just a carrier of this.
But it would match your background perfectly, Frank. It would, but no, I like to be there bright, and they're just a bit of fun in the room, you know.
If I look at the statistics on LinkedIn, it's actually the one that's generated the most impressions. So, bold colors are important. Little hint at Janita here.
Okay, noted. Okay, then, Clea, what object did you choose to bring today?
So today it's an object that I just face it every time I have class with Frank. So I'm facing it like it's in front of me. It's this. So it's
Okay.
like
Cute.
it is called a Sunny Angel, and it's like it's trendy at the moment. It's like a mystery box where when you buy one, you don't know which one you will get. And so with my friend, it's very hard. It was very hard to find in Seoul last year when it was trendy, like on TikTok and stuff. So with my friend, we like went to a lot of different shops and we finally found one. And I got the pink one. So pink is my favorite color. So it's the only one I have. It's pretty expensive for a mystery box. And it's funny because I have a fun fact about it. I think a few days ago, we went to a touristy, very like a tourist. Oh no, like a touristy, like tourist trap, shop, and I found one that you can fix on your phone, like this. And it's very cute and all. And it was very, very cheap. So I bought it and so I just it was at night and we were walking and stuff and I fixed it on my phone. But a few minutes after like walking for like anyways, yeah, and it's now it's like this. So his head got chopped off. So I was walking like in the street of Seoul with like this.
Decapitated.
I mean it was cheap, but now I know why. It's because it's fake. It's not the real one.
It gives the
Yeah.
expression headless a completely new dimension, doesn't it?
I know. That's the real one. But anyways,
Okay.
that's it.
Shame. So you don't know where you lost the
No,
head.
no, we were in like central Seoul, so it's very big, and I didn't want to like go and see where I lost it, so just I accepted my fate. Sorry.
I don't think it's your faith. I think it's the baby's
No, and
faith.
my feet. Yeah.
Okay, that is very cute. I used to love collectibles when I was younger. When I
Yeah.
was, I still have a few that I packed away in boxes.
Yeah.
But I keep them tucked away because my son will destroy it. And I have very sentimental value towards some of those things. So he has no idea where it is, what it is that is in hiding.
Okay.
Okay. Natalie, what object did you bring today?
Yes. Today I bring this object. I don't know if you know what it is. It is
a compass.
Oh, it's a compass.
It's a compass.
Oh.
It's a compass. And I choose this item, because this accompanies me on every hiking. The composition, I think you know what is it. It's a movable magnetic needle whose red tip indicates north. And the direction arrow above the base plate indicates the direction to follow. Compass rose, rotating ring, graduated in degrees. This is the composition. But most of the time, this item stays in my bag. Because today, you know, we use the mobile phone and with application to orient yourself with GPS integrated. But I know by experience that the new technology is not always reliable. So this is one of the secure objects that I carry on me in the mountain or in the forest. So this object is very important for me, even if I don't use it, but it's a security for me. And I like it. But this is also a symbol, you know, because deeper and more psychological, it's always me to never lose the north and to keep the bearing in my life, to stay in the course, whatever happens. So this is a symbolic object. This is practical. And that's why I choose it.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Yes, I agree. Wow. So one of the questions that I was going to ask is, does this item have any significant meaning? So I think Natalie's answer and Monica and Clea explained that already. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to ask that question. We'll do some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay, Rosie, what is the object that you have chosen?
I choose this. Can you see?
It's a wristband, yeah?
Yeah, yes. It's a bracelet band. And it's in this bracelet band is writing what I can learn from this, right?
Wow.
Yeah, right. And you need to put in your wrist, right?
Wrist.
Yes.
You need to put here, and you can use when you wake up until when you go to bed. And during the day, if you think or if you do something not nice or not good, you can do this. Oh my God! What I can learn from this? And I think this bracelet is really, really interesting. And for me, it was really nice when I used it. I think some years ago, and I won this bracelet when I went in a lecture. His name is William Chances. He's a psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, really nice, and he teach us, for example, If you during the day, if you speak bad words about other person, oh my God, why am I do this? I can't do this, right?
So and it's like your subconscious.
Yes, I can't say, oh, Frank is not a good man. No, I can't do this.
But it's true.
Yeah, so when I want this, it's really, really interesting for me, because sometimes during the day you think not only only say bad words about other press, because this is very wrong, this is very bad. But about you, or about some activity that you must do and you don't do. So, oh my God, what I can learn from this. And so I bring this object because this. And I need, I think so, yesterday, on Wednesday, I saw my sister using, but not one this. And what is this in your wrist? Oh, it's a. I remember this. Oh, I think I will use again this because it's very nice. Because sometimes you, how can I say this in English? You don't think about, right? You just do, but you need to stop and what can I learn from this?
Excellent. Excellent.
I don't know if you understand me, but
no, we
but,
do. We do. It was it's an interesting object.
And when I won and I started to use, it's really, really interesting for me. Because during the day you do some things and you just do. You don't stop and thinking about that. But it's like a remember, right?
A reminder.
A reminder.
Yes, a reminder.
Yeah. And I think interesting and nice.
Okay. Brilliant.
Okay. Very good. Very nice choice. Bruce, what did you manage to find?
Well,
what is your object?
By accident, really. I ended up bringing my phone.
Okay, that's an interesting choice.
Because I had so much difficulty finding the link for this that I had to originally make the link on the phone. But I've now found it on the main machine, so I can... The phone is an object.
Okay, very good.
I was wondering who was going to be the person that brings the phone, because someone had to do it. I just find it interesting. I think, Bruce, I'm not going to say anything wrong, but I think you are just a tad older than I am. And it is interesting that the oldest person in our group today brings the phone almost because he has to, and the youngest person from whom I expected it did not bring the phone.
Change is good.
Yes.
Frank, what is your
could be a book.
A book. A book is also a good choice.
Yes.
A book is also a good choice. Yes. That was Frank?
No,
I was also thinking about choosing a book, but I thought that would be too obvious. I'm going to choose something else.
Okay.
The only way the way I combine it a lot these days is I listen to audiobooks on my phone.
Yes. Mm. Yes. That's very convenient.
Yeah.
And it's very, they're all very good.
Yes.
Exactly. Right, so I bought with me a cloth bag. I don't know if you can see it.
No, we can't see
you
it.
You can't see it. Okay, so it's a cloth bag, and on it is written Persepolis. The legend lives on in Peckham. Peckham is a part of London south of the river, and my wife, Mary, and I, we know of a Persian-Iranian food shop there. It's run by an Iranian, it's a husband and wife couple, a couple, of course, husband and wife team. He is from Iran and she is from the UK. She has written some extremely good cookbooks. And Mary and I, we went there a couple of years ago before the pandemic and celebrated our wedding anniversary in this shop. They have a little restaurant, so we went there and we had some dinner there, and then we bought lots and lots of things there. And we'll talk them back to France. So this bag has personal value, symbolic value, because if there's one thing I've learned in the last couple of months, cooking is very important to me. This bag has a certain value, sentimental value, personal value, and of course it is something very practical. So that is my item.
Okay. If you hold it as a shirt, we can see it.
If you hold it as a shirt, okay. So I will wear the Persepolis bag.
There yes. There we go. There now we can see it.
There it is. Okay, there it is. Actually, I should wear it as a bib, shouldn't I? Like
you can.
That. Sort of put it over my head like so. There you go. Yeah. My headphones, there it is. And if you turn it around, because you know, I can't eat properly without destroying everything. I just turn it around and it on the back, and I can shoot myself and I can say, I love Peckham. Yeah.
Please don't joke yourself today.
So I don't know how far Peckham is from your neck of the woods, Bruce, but if you are into cooking, or your family's into cooking, and maybe something a little bit exotic, then a little bit of free advertising from our sponsors, a shop in Peckham. Yeah.
Any minute now, you're going to give the website.
I can, yes. It is For A Taste of Persia Co. UK.
Right. It's not my part of London, but I know. Oh, Peckham, of course.
Yeah. Peckham is it's one of the food centres of London. A lot of ethnic shops are there. It's quite a multicultural.
I think if I'm not much mistaken, doesn't Del Boy come from Peckham?
Sorry?
A very famous TV series, Del Boy.
Possibly. I live blissfully without television, so I could possibly comment. Right. I've been waiting all week for this.
Yeah, my object. Yes. Okay. So I have been contemplating for days, what am I going to choose? So I walk through the house. And I looked at all the very nice decorations and all the things we have. And then I came into my office and I saw this and I decided this will be my object.
Oh, my God.
So it's a piece of home exercise equipment. You put your feet at the bottom and then you use the top to exercise your arms. But I don't use it for that. And it's not mine. So my husband bought it maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And it's actually been hidden away in the closet. But I have a problem with one of my wrists, probably from all the cycling and falling and whatever else. So I need to do some exercises to strengthen my wrists. And one of them is to squeeze something, but because my nails are a bit long, they usually dig into my fingers. So this one, I can use the soft part for your feet to actually squeeze without hurting my hands. And I can use it to do the wrist exercises I need to do. So that is why it's in my office. And it's not used for what it's supposed to. It is ugly. I don't like it. And my son plays with it quite often if he finds it. But it's in my office. I use it from time to time. I don't use it every day. And I don't use it to exercise.
So. This is different. This is really different, yeah.
Really different, yes. Yeah. Did you take Oh, sorry, Frank.
Do you take it with you whenever you go out anywhere, sort of?
No. 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 I was looking at all the statues and all the things we collected and what we bought in this place and that place. And I was looking at kitchen utensils. But when I saw this, I knew this is different. I'm going to choose this.
Your questions.
My questions. Okay. So my first question, if your object had a secret job at night, what would it be? If your object had a secret job at night, what would it be? So the object you chose, if it had a job, what would it do?
Do you want to lead the way, Janita?
I can. So mine, I think mine would, the secret job would probably be to go into my closet every night and sew my clothes tighter so that I will have to use it to exercise. So I think that is mine's job at night.
So it's a dress. It's a seamstress, dressmaker, haberdashery model in the evening. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So let's hear from Monica. She has a very big smile on her face. Tell us
I'm thinking. There's two potential uses. You know, they could be used to hold water, or is there... The other use, if you hear crashing on the ground, you know, people realize that they are too close to the wall. But no, they're safely where they're stored. But, you know, I'm trying to think of uses. But they could be used to store water so people don't have to go upstairs for a drink. It would be perfect as a jug, water jug. It would be. And, you know, so, you know, they could have it there with a glass next to it and, you know, for their glass of water overnight. But yeah, so the other one's probably a bit big for a jug. That would be, you'd have to be really thirsty. but no, that it could serve that purpose overnight.
You could throw it across the Indian Ocean, couldn't you, to Janita? So when she's exercising her wrists, which is a really strenuous work, she could take the IKEA vase and drink it with the other hand.
And lift it, you know, lifting weights. So, you've got multi-function.
You could put a lot of messages in it to float it in there.
That's right. And a cork, Bruce. But Bruce, do you know how hard it is to find corks when you need them?
No, I don't. I've never bought a cork in my life.
I'm a scout leader, and we were trying to make compasses from a cork. A slice of cork and a sewing needle, and you magnetize it, and that's why I smiled at Natalie's object. I just smiled and I thought, yes. And I always tell the kids, you can't, a GPS can fail or the batteries die, but a compass is, you know, always works. But always yes, works. It's very hard to find real corks these days. I bought lots home from Europe, but in Australia, when I needed them, I had to do a quick ring around, and everyone has screw tops.
We have a cork collection in the kitchen.
Does a plastic bit of plastic work in place of the cork for a compass?
Oh, potentially could if you got like a sliver of it. But yeah, you magnetise the needle and put it in a bowl of water. But you know, just a couple of millimetres thick. So I bought lots of corks back with me from Europe a few months ago. Much to John's chagrin.
Oh my God, I feel so sorry for him. And you're coming back in September, December, aren't you?
December.
Have you hired a container for this trip?
Oh, this time I'm not bringing anything, and I've been to the Christmas markets. I'm looking forward to Edinburgh and taking Claire to dinner to celebrate. But no, I've done the Christmas markets a few, but yes.
Famous last words.
Bruce, I've known Frank. Last time I saw him before December was 1973.
Wow.
And that was the first time I saw him in real life. Yes, so it was really great. Our parents were friends together in Adelaide.
So there you go.
So we've known each other since we were young. And
I won't ask you how old he was then, but it's going back a while.
It's going back a while.
Well, I'm 64 now, so do the math yourselves. I think it was about 12 or something like that. So I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway, Janita.
And that's a very interesting job. Okay. Let's see. Natalie, if your compass had a job at night, what would it be?
It's very complicated because your compass has only one job. So I don't know what he could do during the night. That's right, during the night.
Exactamo, yes.
maybe it can be an astronomer. Stargazing, an
Look.
astronomer to study the stars.
Ah, the stars.
Look at the
Yes.
stars, yeah.
Yes,
Yes.
because you can use the compass and the stars to navigate your way if you don't have a GPS like we do these days. So maybe the compass
Yes, perhaps
can.
he could have, yes, effectively, perhaps during the night he could have another direction through the sky instead of the Earth. And yes, probably. Why not?
And I speak of experience because the sky in the southern hemisphere is actually much more intense than the sky in the northern hemisphere. So stargazing in the southern hemisphere is a totally different experience than up here in the northern hemisphere. So you would be busy in, if you went south of the
Yes.
equator, you would be very busy, Natalia.
Presumably that's because of less pollution.
Sorry, Bruce.
Presumably that's because of less pollution.
Yes, exactly.
But we also have a problem in some parts with light pollution. So there's too much light around, and then you can't see the stars. But the moment you go into a place far away from the city, like the bush, then the stars are shining brightly.
But probably the compass will be equipped with a specific equipment for the sky, for the stars, in order to see them. I don't know.
Maybe it has a special hidden lens somewhere.
You need to look at it.
Okay, very good. Now, Clea, tell me, what would your object, your doll, have as a secret job at night?
Well, I mean, she humanly shaped, so I think of like something like, you know, the movie, the Disney movie, Toy Story, a bit like this, like just, I don't know. Yeah, it's really hard. It's a hard question, but I don't know. I really don't know. Like
It
doing the same things as the toys in.
would protect you from all the evil spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep every bad thing away from you
Yeah.
and let you
Like
sleep deeply.
nightmares and yeah.
All the nightmares, all the horrible things, it would fight them, it would eat them up and throw them away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a magic security guard.
Exactly.
I was wondering whether you are going to use the one with the without
Oh
the
no, not this one. I need to throw it away, but yeah, I
head.
kept it just to
It has a funny
talk about
story.
it. Yeah.
What would your wristband have as a secret job at night?
Oh my God, I don't know too, like Claire, it's a hard question. I don't know. Maybe help me to during the night, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
Right.
maybe his job is okay. Tomorrow morning when Rosie wake up, she will be during all the day a really, really good person.
Oh,
She will, no, she won't use me to remember her. I don't know.
okay.
maybe this, right?
Perfect
Yes.
answer that.
Yes.
Can I have
Very
one of
good.
those, please, Rosie?
She will have to
This
send one to all of us.
is exactly, yeah.
Yeah, this is really, really nice, really, really interesting. Here we go.
Okay, very good. So, Bruce, if your phone had a secret job at night, what would it be?
I think it very boringly it would be as an alarm clock.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
No, I've never used it for that.
Never used it. Okay. Okay.
I'm sure there's an app, there's a program there somewhere that You can you do that?
Yes. So do you use the traditional alarm clock?
No.
Oh, you don't use,
I
how do
wake
you
up
wake up then?
with the sun usually at 5:30. But that's partly because I usually go to bed quite early.
Okay,
I much
yes.
prefer the mornings.
Okay, that's very interesting. I will never wake up. Maybe I will on time without an alarm clock.
Think if I had the flexibility, I'd probably get up at 5 o'clock, do all the work that I needed to do by 9 o'clock, and have the rest of the day free. But it
Yes.
depends, of course, what sort of a job you've got. Most people can do the work that they've got to do in 3 hours.
Okay. I think it also depends on the type of person, because sometimes people are morning people and then sometimes people function better at night. So I think it depends on the type of personality.
Definitely.
I don't know what it's a function of, but I think you're right that there are different. Where it comes from, I've no idea.
Yes. I think it's.
I heard somewhere that partly, do you know what time of the day you were born, Bruce?
I think I was born in the afternoon, actually.
Because I heard somewhere that people who were born very early tend to be morning people, and those who were born later in the day were born. But I think you would contradict this one because you said you're a morning person, or you prefer to be a morning person. Yeah, voila. There you go. Another theory
There's
that's gone out the window.
probably some studies or some articles that we can find about
Exactly.
it.
I think you could ask ChatGPT
maybe, yes, we'll get some interesting answers.
I will do that after this meeting.
And then Frank and I will send tons of messages back and forth about it again.
Yes, exactly. No, you're on furlough at the moment. You need to recover.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Good. Good to hear it.
I'm excited as always, just a little bit tired on the
Okay.
Did
side.
you do the
Frank,
picture behind you, by the way? Did you?
my picture.
Yeah. Did
I
you paint it?
painted. I painted it myself.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I have some
Yes.
others as well. I will share
For
some
sale.
pictures with Frank. So I did explain to Frank some time ago, this is one of my favorite paintings, is the Starry Night by Van Gogh. And then I decided to change it into a pink version because my favorite color is pink.
I know this might be sacrilegious to an artist, but I did ask ChatGPT to produce a version of the Starry Night by Van Gogh, and it
Okay.
did a very good job.
Okay, now I'm going to do that
Not
after this
exactly.
class. I also sent some pictures to Frank, what some things that I also tried on ChatGPT, asked it to create some pictures. So that's definitely on my to-do list today.
Do you have a website, by the way, for your pictures?
Sorry?
Do you have a website for your pictures?
Oh no, it's just for my own entertainment. For my personal use. But I'll ask Frank to share some of my art with you. Okay. So Frank, tell me, what would your shopping bag have as a secret job?
Well, it would go stealing.
Wow. Okay, what would it steal?
Food.
Just food.
It would go to all the markets that are open at night. It would go to Rungis in Paris. It would go to Smithfield Market in London. It would go to whatever other food markets there are around the world. And it would collect the best ingredients. But of course, because it has no money, it's just a bag.
So it has to steal.
It has to steal, yeah. Or promise the person to who has the goods that the bag would like, to promise faithfully that I would cook something for this person without killing that person or poisoning them. And then this bag would come and return to my kitchen, and it would be full of wonderful ingredients. And then I would look at one of our 200 cookbooks and say, voila, let us eat. And there it would be.
And then will the bag return the food to that person or share a portion
Well,
of the food?
no, that's impossible. So that, well, that would be a question of negotiation. But I mean, I would have to try the ingredients first, wouldn't I?
Okay.
Yeah, at best I might share the recipe, but I'm not sure if I could actually. Well, they could all come to our house and we could have dinner and lunch together. That would be nice.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that would be the best option.
So then I'm going to choose the next funny question. How could you use your object to defend yourself? How could you use your object to defend yourself, to protect yourself? If there was a burglar or a thief or someone coming into your house at night, how can you use your object to protect yourself?
I see Natalie's expression on her face. It's like,
I see the confusion.
what?
What am I going to do with the compass?
Ask me a lot of imagination
Yes.
that I don't have. I'm sorry. What can I do with that?
To
For
defend
me.
yourself.
For defend me.
Maybe you can take the needle out and you can poke it
Yeah.
into the
There is a
Or
point
use the string off
I
it. Has
can
it got
do.
a string like some compasses? You could use that if you had the string that you tie it around, hang it around your neck with. Has yours got a string? A
Oh,
string
sorry.
to put it over your neck?
Like
A
a
string?
rope?
No. There is a something here just for the finger. It's more usually.
That might not be as
It's
helpful.
not practical when you have it around
Yeah.
the. Yeah,
Yeah, that
I
would use it,
know.
but you could have used the string to protect yourself. You could have tied the person up.
Yes. Now this is just
Yep.
elastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can do with that. Yes, it could be arms. If somebody enter in my house, I can
Throw it at them. Yeah.
throw.
Throw shit it, throw at them.
Yes,
Or a sharp
rubbish.
point.
It's just plastic, so I think that's not very efficient. It's not
I
enough.
have an idea. You can tell them, you throw it at them, tell them to catch, and then you run away.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hear from.
There's a lot of nervous people here now. Yeah,
I
no. So
see. The smiles have disappeared. Okay, let's hear from Monica. How would you use your vases to protect yourself?
Well, I think I might have won this one because at least mine might be a bit of use in that respect. I could throw it at them, and they're a decent weight, you know. So, what's it say? Handmade quality, but they're actually a decent weight, and both of them, you know. And if I threw it at them, and it might confuse them if I threw both at once, but at least I could throw it at them. Frank's previous comment made me laugh. There's a court case in Australia. A woman poisoned her ex-in-laws and family with beef Wellington.
Oh my
And she
goodness.
killed the in-laws and with the mushrooms, the poison mushrooms, and intentionally. So there's a murder case going on at the moment in Victoria. But beef Wellington, so three people died and one survived. But I digress. But these would be quite useful to protect myself. You know, I'd hit them over the head with it or throw it at them. And, you know, in the meantime, I could hopefully run away. Hopefully.
I have this movie scene in my head where Monica hits someone with this vase and then start running.
That, or you know, yeah. So that's why, you know, it's that a substantial weight, and that would slow them down a bit. Or otherwise, you know, if they were in bare feet, they'd be walking in the broken glass, and that might also annoy them.
Oh, this is,
Yes.
I didn't know you had such imagination, Monica. I'm going to be dangerous with my next. You're going to
It's only
come.
come out in the last few weeks with prompting from Yanita. Yeah, so yeah.
When are you visiting us around the 5th of January? Yeah,
Yeah.
Okay, I might not be. I might not be home. Yeah,
you might
you're
not be home.
You knock away the vases. Yeah. So, but you know, that's like all the safety precautions on planes. You can do someone's eyebrows with long fingernails.
Mm. Yeah.
But yes, but no, my vases might be handy in that respect if I had to protect myself. But it's more, you know, than some of the other options.
Okay.
Much better than a shopping bag.
I have an idea for Frank's shopping bag.
this is good. How much our minds think alike. If you and I have the same idea, if it is, it's going to be very worrying.
Okay, so Frank, I'm going to let the suspense build a little bit with you. Clea, how are you going to use your doll to defend yourself?
I went just through the door at them.
Wait, okay, and where would you aim it? For the head or the body?
For the head, I would say. I don't know. But, yeah.
Is your doll heavy? Work. Is it a heavy doll?
No.
Very light. Okay. Maybe you can do the same as Natalie. Tell them to catch it and run away.
Yeah.
I think that would be a bit more effective.
It's
because
a good distraction.
Yes.
And given that we have a mother-daughter combination, they could do it at the same time and confuse the person. Yeah. So that would be a double whammy. Yeah.
Yes. Rosie? How would you defend yourself with your wristband?
I don't know. I was thinking about this because this bracelet is like a band, right? So maybe use this like a slingshot. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yes.
Slingshot. Oh my god. Not bad. It's not good. Slingshot.
Winning.
Defend myself.
But yeah. Then you only have one chance.
Yes. of course they don't because it's not so stretched, but
so elastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Just imagine my imagination.
Or maybe if you have some pebbles close by, you can put the pebbles and you can use the elastic to shoot it with.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my god.
There's some difficult options.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Bruce, how would you use your phone to defend yourself?
Well, you've just made me think about how I needed to do that. And of course, if I press two things in the right way, I get emergency call coming up on the phone. I've no idea where it goes to. I've never used it. So I'm not quite sure whether it says call emergency services. Well, that might be something to do.
Why don't you give it a try now so we can see what happens?
No, don't.
I think there's another one that you could obviously dial 1999 or whatever on the phone.
Yes.
But you could, I don't know whether there's an alarm button somewhere that you could press and it gives off a lot of noise.
Mm, possibly.
Possibly, yes.
Possibly.
But thank you for prompting me to find out how to use it.
I will accept no responsibility for what happens.
So I think the SOS option, you have to set it up. So you can connect it to an emergency service or maybe with one of your contacts. I just don't know how to do it on the iPhone, but you can connect it to a number that you choose or maybe directly to the emergency services.
But of course, there is a delay time, isn't there? So, you know, you could dial 999, but then there would be the response time from whoever's going to answer. Hello, would you like a cup of tea first? well, no, it's actually a bit of a problem. Yeah, but
Presumably, the emergency services know how to locate your phone.
True.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Curious question. Yes.
That won't work in South Africa, though. They won't know how to operate the systems.
That's worrying.
Yes, that is worrying. It's Yes, sorry, Frank.
No, sorry. After you.
So we do have like community groups. We have WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups and all kinds of things. So if you are in trouble, the community groups stand together to help you. So whether you need police assistance or ambulance or any medical emergency, they always help, and they have the contact details for the fire department and the police department and hospitals. So they can assist quite quickly because the other system is terrible.
Okay.
Yes.
What is the sort of, I've forgotten the name of it, is the gun that you can use that's supposed to knock people out?
It's possibly pepper
spray.
Pepper
spray.
Yeah, do you carry pepper spray with you?
No. There's a sort of laser gun that the police.
Oh, not a laser, a taser.
A taser. A taser.
Wow. Now, I wonder whether you could put a taser onto a phone. So if you had an emergency thing, it would automatically use it as a taser.
I'd patent that if I were you, Bruce, because that's a brilliant idea.
But you have to be careful so you don't tase yourself. You put your phone into your bag in your pocket.
When you're taking a photograph.
it can go two ways. Sorry, Natalie?
Yeah, and you need probably a very strong battery.
Yes. It might work.
There we are. Elon Musk can open a new sideline. Yeah. Tesla battery. Tesla
no,
battery.
Don't sell it to him. Do it yourself. Frank, so let's hear about your bag. How will you use your bag, your shopping bag, to defend yourself?
Well, of course, this works on the assumption that the person who wishes to attack me is A, polite, B, not as strong as I am, which is undoubtedly not going to be the case. But I suppose the most obvious thing, and I'll give you a demonstration, is just do this. And then because it comes with two fantastic handles, I could just like that. If the person survives the incident, then I wouldn't have to sort of plead anything in court because it would all be in self-defense. But if he dies in the process, then of course that might be a bit of a problem. But that would be my way of defending myself. But of course, certain prerequisites have to be met. So the chances of it being effective are closer to zero than anything else. Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would just roll it up as a sausage dog and go, boom, boom, boom. You naughty person, go away.
We usually use a newspaper for that, but a shopping bag can also work.
Right. Now, Janita, did you have the same idea or did you have a different?
I did.
No comment. No comment. No comment.
So I did have the same idea.
Now I'm curious about how you would defend yourself with your thingy.
My gym equipment. I don't know what you call this. So I can use it as a propeller. I can swing it around.
Yeah.
So they can't come close to me. I'll just be swinging my gym equipment at them. So it has some bits of plastic. These yellow parts are plastic. So I think if that actually connects with you, it might hurt a little bit. And then I can also throw it. Oh, what a
pity. I do apologize.
It's to defend myself. Then I can also use it to throw and hope the person tangles in the elastics. Or there's another way. I can just strangle them. Monica agrees with that.
That's Frank? The first thing I thought of.
Frank, I think you need to find a new friend.
Thank God you're 8,500 kilometers away.
That was Monica's first thought. So I don't know.
Could you just imagine if I do something wrong, which is pretty much all the time, and then let's get this thing. I know what's going to happen. He's going to extend it for 8,500 kilometers. And if I step out of line, I'm going to have this whoop at the back of my head. Oh, that was Janita. Yeah.
No.
Oh, my goodness. You and I, we have to talk after this, Janita.
I'm available.
Okay.
Do you want to do another question? Do you have some more time to do another question?
Yeah, because your son is at home today.
Yes,
so we
yes.
can extend if you wish, if you have time.
I have time.
Bruce, depends you still have time?
Else. You have probably ought to go, I think. We're due out for lunch very soon. So.
Okay, well, we have the same problem over here. What about the young ladies in Korea? Would you like to another 5 minutes? Is that okay for you?
5 minutes, okay, yes.
5 minutes, okay. Monica, you can wait for your nightcap for another 5 minutes. Where are you?
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, quick question. Where's Janita now? Okay, quick question. Janita, the simplest. Oh, there she is. The simplest question.
Simplest question.
And each person only has a minute to answer.
Wow, that's a challenge. Okay, so the question, if your object could grow legs, where would it run to first? If your object could grow legs, so my object, if it grew legs and it started running, where would it run to first?
Actually, Natalie, with your object, it's very easy. It can only go in one direction.
Yes. I don't really understand the question.
Okay, so imagine your object has legs.
Ah, legs. Okay.
Legs.
Yes,
yeah?
Legs.
Yes. Les jambes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Where would it run to?
To the north, of course.
As sure. easy as that.
I'm not sure that it's a good option in Korea to go to the north. It's programmed to go to the north. But here in Korea, it's a difficulty. But yes, this is the only option.
It wouldn't get very far.
Sorry for it.
Okay, very good. Let's see. Clea, if your doll has legs, so where do you think she would run to?
It has. No, it even not. Has like little wings. So I would say because it's supposed to be like a baby, so maybe run to the... I don't know, like kindergarten, like just to take a rest or like to take a nap. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. What about finding some other babies to play with?
Yeah. So like going to the kindergarten and make friends and eat a lot and then take a nap and that's it.
So there's some things about kids. They don't eat a lot. They love to play outside and they hate to sleep.
Yeah.
So
eat a lot of sugar and candies and, you know.
Yes. So you'll have a hyperactive flying baby running to the kindergarten. Okay. Very good. Monica, if your vases could grow legs... Where would they run to?
We've just had a fantastic art exhibition in the Botanic Gardens in Adelaide. It finished yesterday. It was by an American glass artist, Dale Chihuly. He's 83 years old, and they were most amazing glass statues. You can Google him, Chihuly.
Mm-hmm.
And so outdoors, they were amazing glass statues and, you know, large, and a benefactor bought one for the Botanic Gardens, but they were just stunning. Like one was in the middle of a pond and things. So I think mine would go there, you know, to be friends with their other glass sculptures.
Okay.
Very insignificant compared to the others, but I think they'd like it there with all the beautiful plants and in the fresh air.
Okay.
Show
very
off.
Nice.
Beautiful botanic gardens here. So, yeah.
Rosie, if your wristband had legs, where would it run to first?
Maybe into the Brazilian Brazilian police place, just for one day, thinking about their actions, the actions daily.
Sorry, the police, the Brazilian police or politics?
No,
the politics.
Politics. Yes.
So politics. To the Brazilian government, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I can't do this with my people. Just for one day, and maybe just in one day, the politicians. Yeah, you're thinking about us.
Okay, like a guide to guide them in the direction you want to go.
maybe it needs to take Natalie's compass with it just to make sure that everybody moves in the right direction. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Yes, Bruce. If your phone grew legs, where would it run to first?
I think after thinking about this for the last 5 minutes, I can only say that run round in circles.
Okay, why?
It doesn't know where to go. Yeah, I couldn't think of a sensible, creative answer.
Well, circles are perfect. So your phone's perfect. So everything is perfect in your household. There you go.
That means your phone likes you as well, because it wants to stay with you. It doesn't know where to go.
It needs you, Bruce. Your phone. It's not the other way around. You need the phone. It needs you. Yeah.
Well, I hope nobody else knows how to operate it.
If your shopping bag could grow legs, where would it run to first?
It will probably run to the markets, collect all the food. Then when it's full, it would bash all the vendors on the head because, of course, it doesn't buy the food. It steals the food. Then it would run post-haste to the kitchen, probably wake up our four cats, who would then do nothing better than trample over me to say that the food has arrived. And then the bag would jump up and down excitedly on the kitchen counter and say, "Empty me," and start cooking.
Very good.
Very practical.
Very practical. I want a shopping bag like that. I don't have to go shopping at all.
Exactly.
Get arrested.
But you have to go to Peckham. That's a bit far. Yeah.
That is a bit far. Maybe I can train one of my own shopping bags to do the same.
Voila. Okay. And Janita, where would your exercise contraption run to? To the gym.
To the gym, to be used for what it's actually intended to. That's the easy answer, to the gym.
It wants to feel at home with other torturing equipment. Yeah.
Yes, make friends and be used like it should be used, and not for other things, strangling people and.
just torturing. That's all. Yeah.
Yes.
Janita, thank you for creating this exercise and the questions. Clea is responsible for this month's lunch choice. She chose all five topics. So, Clea, thank you for putting this one on the list. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Janita in South Africa, Claire and Natalie in South Korea, Monica in Australia, Rosie in Brazil, and a special thank you to Bruce in London for joining us. Janita, you have the last word.
Well, that was fun.
It was great.
So very interesting choices, a lot of fun questions, some good laughs, and some creativity.
Yes.
So I'm pushing you out of your comfort zones to think about different things. Mm-hmm. And I hope that I can do the same with the next topics as well, which I think I will.
Yes.
So thank you very much for taking the time out every Thursday to join us with our fun topics. Thank you, Bruce, for joining us, even though we didn't expect you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
But you're welcome back. We have
yes,
to say,
yes. Join please. Us again, please.
Yes. The link is permanent. I will send it. Please join us. It would be a pleasure and an honor to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Janita.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Have a lovely day.
Speak to you next week.
Bye. Thank you.
So, bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.